If she calls, then you tell her when 12:30 to 12:15.
Okay.
She can call back 12:15.
Okay. And
then that one is okay.
This one is okay.
So to close it, how long will you be doing this? Do you see the, for the future, the next 10 years? Will you be keep on doing this as you do now?
In the next 10 years, I cannot predict exactly whether I would still be here or I would be away. But one thing, sure. Supposing we succeed in the peace negotiations, then I'll be back in the Philippines sooner than let's say than anyone would expect, no? And then let's say I win the cases that are going on. You know, this case of blacklisting can be extended by the council. You know, this is a powerful entity. Yep. It can make an appeal against the decision of the court of first instance.
Yeah.
And then we would answer, and then the case could go up to the higher level of the European the European Court of Justice.
Yeah. So you think
if I get a final decision, if I get a final decision in my favor, then I would be probably those things taken away from me would be returned,
and then
I can also ask for moral and material damages.
Yeah,
because you know I'm not. You see, I was prevented from getting a work permit. I applied for a work permit, but it was denied by the ENDA.
Yeah.
Because I'm supposed to be a terrorist, no?
Yeah.
And then then the social benefits are taken away. So really, it's a very nasty kind of thing that only colonialists of previous times would be doing to people.
Even if you win, the legal procedures will continue.
I will continue fighting so long as the cases are going on, and then I will not drop them. I don't think there's any way things can be settled, except I think you know, there is this arrogance of power from those who from those who follow Mr. Bush, you know.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the U.S., in the Philippines, or here, no, in Europe, they think the executive side of government can ignore even court decisions, but they all can always find a way of going around a court decision.
Yeah.
That's the bad trend, and that is against the rule of law. No?
And when you when you're more or less free, or you've won the case, do you take first plane to Manila?
Oh yeah, if the conditions are, if the peace negotiations are successful, then I take the plane. Oh, what am I here, no? Just someone, a refugee, trying hard to, let's say, eke out a living. You know, to try to to try to bribe us, no? Officials of the other side offer us cabinet positions, no? But we don't, no? Because that would be selling out. That would be auctioning off your principles, no?
Yeah.
For instance, as early as 1993, a representative of the Manila government says, "Oh, you can ask for any cabinet position, position except defense and minister, except secretary of finance and secretary of defense."
Yeah.
And you know, my juniors, no, in the organization, youth organization to which I came from, had already occupied. We're already occupying those positions, my juniors, no? So those government posts are far below my considerations or ambition. My ambition is just to, let's say, have a come life, and then I can collect all the things that I've written. I should be able to publish 15 volumes, at least from all the things that I've written, if I have the time to arrange the materials. But I don't even have time to arrange the materials. But you know, the European authorities are quite silly, no? Yeah. If they did not disturb the peace negotiations by this with this terrorist listing, so much time that would have been devoted to pushing forward the peace negotiations.
Yeah. You already said they obstructed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I think we have to leave it to this.
Yes.
Thank you.
So you'll be having the pictures taken.
Yes. Thanks a lot.